Regular.
Okay, with your residence. 18, 15 hours.
Regular. Your
incident
number is
05. Is
this
all right to park you?
09 and 0.
Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I want to talk to you about Scott. I'm sure you heard what happened.
Blew my mind.
It did everybody's. We're looking at this as something that's just way out of his character. I mean, way out of his character. And I'm trying to get some family background on him so I can find out why this happened. I know why the incident itself occurred, but I don't know what made him put those wheels into motion to get that to happen.
You know, he came off vacation, had a wonderful time.
Right.
He's the type of guy, he actually came back to work while he was still on vacation.
Right, that's what I heard.
He called him and said, hey, if you need me, bill me. I mean, that's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah.
And I work with probably 50 plus people a day that know Scott, and not one like him. You know, he's one of those type of guys. And there's always somebody in that group of people that you don't like or don't
always
care for, you know. Scotty.
It's not him.
There was, everybody loved him. Lucky guy, bought a new Harley a couple months back,
right.
Enjoyed riding that, idolized his kids.
Right.
I was talking to my wife about it. She didn't know him half as well as I did. She was blown away.
Right. Everybody is. I mean,
asked me why, I've rolled it over a million times.
Did you see him that day?
Yeah, he worked. Yeah.
Did you see him after work?
No.
He didn't come over here after he left by chance?
No, I left. I had to take a service truck back to Satiquan. I saw his bike still there in the yard, so he was after me before he
got out. Okay, now about later that day?
No.
In the early afternoon, right? Okay. Do you know anything about his family? Fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters?
I think his dad died not too long ago.
Any idea how long ago? You know where he died?
I think he lived up in the Paso Robles area. I think I remember him saying something about his dad dying and his brother. I think he had a brother that passed away, and I don't know where he was from or how long ago, but not that long ago, I think it was the death of a brother.
You don't know how long that was either?
But I think his brother was sick for quite a while. It wasn't something sudden. I'll tell you what his problem was.
So he had like a lengthy illness?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
But you think the dad might have been from the, possibly in the Paso Robles area?
I think that's where he was from. I recall him saying something about that.
Did Scott ever talk to you, ever confide in you about any problems he had with his parents' death, his dad's death, his brother's death, or anything like that?
Nothing abnormal.
Right.
When his brother died, I think his brother had it was a lengthy thing, and they expected him to die. For
Father. You remember who died first, the brother or the dad?
I think the brother.
You think the brother died first?
They'd play, I got puppies, and they'd play with the puppies, and she just loved a certain puppy, so every couple of weeks she'd come up and see the puppy, how it's doing, and I think of those kids and how he just loved them. It blows my mind. Everybody I know, I work with, is still in shock. They're just,
right.
I can't believe it.
Right, your work actually called me yesterday.
Oh, I see.
Because everybody was in shock, so I talked to him a little bit.
He was that type of guy that, I mean, you couldn't help. 10 minutes.
Right.
He could talk to anybody. We went and looked at a pickup. I build hot rods, and Scott, we're looking at this one pickup that has a top chop, and I'm thinking of it as an example. And we pull up in the driveway, and the guy's watering his lawn. And I think he was too friendly of a looking guy, so I just, hey, how you doing? You want to look at your pickup? And, oh yeah, why you want to look at my truck? And Scotty started talking to him. I mean, by the time we left, he was shaking our hands and hey, come back anytime. That's just the way he was. Another thing that stands out in my mind, got a big yard up in Santa Barbara where we load mixer trucks, and 12 guys standing around. Here comes Scotty in the yard. Had double hip replacement. Has a hard time walking most of the time. Out of his truck. Starts walking across the yard, there's a piece of trash there. He bends over and picks it up and puts it in the trash. And I'm just thinking, here we are, all able-bodied. How many of us just step over it, And here's Scotty, here's the trash, That was just him,
You have the same read that everybody I've talked to has got on him.
It's almost like, when somebody commits suicide, and you think I've had two acquaintance. There's a couple guys I worked with at different times commit suicide. And when that happens, you think, I mean, better than that? What the fuck? It just affects you that same way. You know, you get that feeling in the pit of your gut, like, man, do you really ever know anybody? But that's almost what it's like, you know? It's just like...
I'll tell you, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it's like. You're right on the money.
Yeah.
He set these wheels into motion on his purposely.
The only other feelings I've had like this was... I mean, he's one of us, you know? I worked with him every day. Hey, let's go get a beer after work, you know, da-da-da. Actually, won 50 grand on the scratchers, you know, had a bike, nice bike, and his own house down by the beach. I mean, the guy had everything to live for. Any committee?
Yeah, well, I guess the point where I'm at is it'd be easy to walk away from this and say it's another tragedy, but I got this thing in the pit of my stomach that there's a little box in that guy's life somewhere that's got a big old key on it that says, hey, you need to know what's in here so you can explain to people,
exactly,
my wife, why I did this.
Right.
And so what I'm doing is I'm hitting his friends up to see if anybody knows where that box is.
You know,
how about other people in the area that he could go see close to his house, besides...
Well, there was a guy had a motorcycle, just bought a motorcycle too. He just transferred to Albuquerque. His he was pretty close to his house. They worked together.
Well, I'm talking about someone he could go see that night.
He
went somewhere that night for a short period of time. Probably knows a lot of people.
That's what I mean. He ran into somebody on the street and started bullshitting about their car,
right,
or their bike, or, you know, that's just the way he was. I mean,
no sense of, everybody I've talked to said they had no sense at all of any disparity from him or any feeling bad that day, that it was just business as usual.
You know what? What everybody had noticed was he was actually very happy that day.
Than usual?
Yeah. I mean, he was on top of the world, you know, laughing, joking, grab-assing, you know. More, I would have to say more than normal. I mean, he was always happy, but it seemed like he was just on the top of the world, man.
Like he didn't have any weights on his shoulders of any kind.
Exactly. I mean, something that's bothering you, you know, you think, oh, maybe he's a little off today, but, I mean, the guy was even happier than regular.
So it was noticeable. It was noticeable he was not looking under pressure. Noticeable that he was happy.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been able to tell anything was wrong with the guy. I mean, I can't think... there was a day when he was a little down, worse than others.
We all have had that.
You know, when I think of Scotty, I think, what the, you know, he's a ray of sunshine. You know?
Right.
I mean, he's one of those people that, when this happened, I was like, okay. When I first heard that it was a domestic thing,
mm-hmm,
I thought, okay, a neighbor was at it, and he went over and got, you know, got in, tried to break it up.
Sure.
Got killed, you know. It doesn't help you much, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Got him in my trees, too.
Pick him or lose down.
I live right up the street. I get the exact same problem. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I appreciate you spending the time with me. I'm just not sitting real well. I want to figure out why this kid did it so I can tell his wife, hey, this is why he did what he did. Because everybody feels, even the other investigator who's in charge of the case with me, that this is an out-of-context issue. This is something... it came out of the blue.
It's almost like something snapped in him.
Well, and that's what when we do his autopsy, we're having his chemical balances looked at, because that's what it looks like to me. It looks like it was like this, boom.
Yeah, my wife talked with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her biggest thing.
She'd never seen anything like it.
Well, it scared the young one enough to call the police.
Right.
And I'm telling you, That little girl just idolized him. I mean, after that bike, and with daddy, you know,
right,
whatever you want to do, sweetheart,
right,
let's do it. You know, to throw that away, how would he even risk that?
No idea. No idea.
It's just completely out of context.
That's why I'm poking my nose into everybody's day, just trying to get a feel that, hey, you know, someone's got that key. Somewhere, someone knows why.
I sure don't.
You don't... Yeah, you think of Paso Robles. One of the things that would help me is if I could find out when his father died and when his brother died.
I wish I did too. I
passed away. Yeah.
But yeah.
I was under the impression his father did pass away. We're just hoping someone could point us to the right county. That's all right. We'll check on.
You know, but he wasn't the type of guy that kind of, oh, my dad died.
Right.
You know. It was like, yeah, my dad passed away.
Hey, did he take time off work to go to his dad's
I'm sure he did.
Maybe your personnel department will remember that.
Maybe. Yeah, they may have records.
And you know what? Maybe we'll give them a call.
Yeah.
And is that
you're in the right direction, yeah.
You know what? Thanks a lot.
Right.
I sure appreciate it.
You know
I don't. My name's Joe Evans, and if you call for the homicide unit, the sheriff's department,
okay.
I'm the only Joe.
Okay, Joe.
So they'll
know. If I think of something that might help you out.
Yeah, or if you have any questions, 5 or 6 months down the road, I should be done with this. Hey, who built your carport out there?
That was built by Barn Masters.
Really?
Yeah. Get on the internet. What it is? It's a horse. It's actually a horse barn. They build them for horses, and
mm-hmm.
on the inside, it's all galvanized sheet metal. So the horse can't kick through them.
Right.
And the guy had built it right before we bought it. We've been here for about 18 months. It was just built right before we moved in.
Oh, you used it.
It's actually a garage, and then the carport actually comes out. I want to move that wall. I'll make my garage bigger.
Right.
You know, but it's a modular deal where the panels just bolt together.
Mm-hmm.
And they put those trusses.
That's a great area for a car cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're sitting in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and your leaves. I know you got issues with that.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
Interview completed at 1825.